said to Greg that I haven't. I started prepare things, and then Richard, dear brother, said God will define your steps, and I believe he is. So my faith is that he will guide all our steps. So God bless you all. Would you be up standing for the Lord's Prayer, please? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. I'll make it really short and sweet, because I have been known to prattle on for a long while, because of my enthusiasm for God Almighty and the things he does in our lives. All I'll say is that we need to count our blessings. When things are going wrong in your life, and plenty's gone wrong in mine and yours too, I'm sure, that we count the good things that God has done.
Yeah.
We always say, thank God, and move forward. Look, there are many messages that I'm receiving from God, but as I said, I'll keep this short and sweet. Greg is very powerful, very close to God, and I said to Greg, in a roundabout fashion, he should be flattered that the enemy has taken such notice of Greg himself, because he must be very close to God, because the enemy has attacked Greg and others. That the closer you are, the more the enemy will attack you. So how we combat that is stay positive. Look at the good things that God has done in your lives, and that there have been many, many good things. Okay. Being blind, well, not blind, but you know, not seeing that well these days. Or didn't see well in the old days. But I'd like to quote Psalm 91, because I think it's very important that we remember that we are under God's wing, under his protection. Mm-hmm. As Christians, we are. And it's funny thing, last week I spoke with a Swami or Guru or someone very high up in Hindu faith. And he said that God is responsible for everything. It was very refreshing to hear that. We, as Christians, are part of God's family. Mm-hmm. I know that. I don't know about Muslims and about Hindus. I don't dislike them. I just don't know about them. And God will... You'll see and hear what you need to see and hear. Only. Nothing else. Only God will tell you what you should do. So, he's a very personal God I've found. Myself personally, I speak to him and as he would want to speak with you. Anyway, Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So what's he telling us? I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. So, look, I'll just take those two, first and second, and of Psalm 91, chapters of, or verses of Psalm 91. And in your place, when you speak with God, he is taking you under his wing. And he will protect you. He will. He said he would. He will. And you know, praise the Lord for that. I'll say, Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. You can't be half and half. You must be all God or not God.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't a half measures. You're all the way or not all the way. If you aren't all the way, in my understanding, you will not go to heaven. You must believe in God. Amen. God is our Saviour, and he says so in many passages in the Bible. It's our roadmap for what's happening in the world today. God will guide us through in his own way, but we must believe in God himself. Jesus Christ, he died on the cross for our sins, and he is showing us the way forward, and this book will tell us the way forward. So I'll leave that. I'll only read two verses of Psalm 91. I encourage you to every morning put on the armour of God. Don't let the enemy into your life. So the enemy is all around us with negativity and this and that. Block him out. He's finished. The enemy's finished anyway. When that's going to happen, I don't know, but I do know that God will look after his family. If you're a part of his family, he'll protect you, okay? And Greg, I'll pass back to you, and I'll thank you for your attention, and God bless you all.